7-9-6, 7-Tango Golf. Victor Echo 7, ISX. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf. Victor Echo 7, Tango Golf clear and monitoring.
No IDO on the radio.
Well, I might be a half an hour early or a half an hour late. Not sure.
Either direction, it's file not found, but you never know. Radio can be full of surprises sometimes.
Oh, I so much agree with that. That is so very true.
Well, there you go. VE7ROX in the QRX mode, which means standing by.
Oh, thanks for that trivia. Have you got more?
QRU, that's the Q code for no traffic. So I guess I'm double Q. QRU and QRX, no traffic and standing by.
Oh, I'm usually QRU and QRT.
I'm at the home base. The monitor is always on till around 2 in the morning when I usually drift off to sleep.
Oh, I've heard your station on, or at least some activities sometimes in the 3 o'clock range when I start to drift away.
Oh, the ROX repeater. Well, that's on 24 hours a day, of course. Brand new amateur radio newsline tomorrow. Might be updated at midnight Eastern, which is 9 o'clock p.m. here. So, see how that goes.
Can you actually listen to old editions on there? Do they save it on their website?
Ooh, I gotta look into that. Backtrack, in case there's a news item you want to listen to again. Today will be the last chance for this week's newsline before it gets updated tomorrow.
Oh, maybe later. I'll hook up my microphone and push the letter.
Yeah, as George Carlin used to say, bulletin, bulletin, bulletin. Three letter B's.
Too bad you couldn't get his recording saying that.
Yeah, that would be hilarious. After pressing the three B's, you get the voice saying that. That would be amusing.
Ah, it would be, very much so. I think it would be myself.
Yeah, a single letter B used to be the bulletin board. You'd press that, and then you'd get a rundown of all the up-and-coming amateur radio events, flea markets, and communications networks, and all that sort of thing. Letter B only, but now it's BBB for the newsline.
Oh, yeah.
Well, we're listening for ISX. Was he supposed to be showing up today?
Oh, you never know. You never know. Oh, look. There's a sign they keep putting up blocking some guy's driveway. Now I see he's just beat the hell out of the sign and walking away from it with a baseball bat. Oh, dear.
Well, that's one way of taking care of unwanted signs. Road rage.
I think that's sign rage. You never know with Joe, some days, Thursday or Friday, I can't remember which time he gets off, 3:30, 4 o'clock. I thought I would give him a call just in case.
Yeah, never hurts to try. You just never know. On the radio, a land of many surprises. Well, I guess we got a net coming up. Might be a few stations geared for that.
Yeah, might be. Oh, wow, this person is insisting on tailgating me in a lower speed limit zone. I don't know. I know what's ahead. I'm not speeding for anybody.
No. No need to. Everyone's in a hurry these days. They're lowering a lot of speed limits in numerous Vancouver neighborhoods down to school speed zones from 50 kilometers an hour to 30 kilometers an hour. I think there's some enforcement in various neighborhoods, Mount Pleasant being one of them.
Oh, yeah. I'll have to remember that. And now we have people with signs. Don't run over the sign guy or girl.
Yep. I guess everyone wants to go double the speed limit. If it says 50, then they want to do 100. Get away with it.
Yeah, they do. Especially around here. Yeah. Oh, well, what can you do? Just do the speed limit that I know is right and not worry about anybody else unless they get in my path.
Speed demon.
Oh, look, it's a school zone. I get to go slower. Yay!
We have to be careful with those. Never know when there's a police officer doing his thing, hiding somewhere with his radar gun.
This is true. This person still wants to tailgate me even in this school zone. Pretty sad.
Yeah, had that happen to me once. Road rager. Raging because I was going 30 kilometers an hour instead of 60 or 70 in a school zone. And then at the other end of the school zone, there's a police officer. Waved him over. I had to laugh at that one.
Oh, nice. That lady's not using a crosswalk. There's a crosswalk on the other side of the street, but she's using the no crosswalk. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. So you are in mobile mode. Motivating.
I am, and I'm about a minute away from home.
Homing in on it. Oh, you'll be back there in time for the big net.
Yep, probably use the big antenna today.
Yeah, you got a pretty reasonable signal coming in there. Oh boy, sirens going off like the dickens going by me here.
Yeah. Oh, I can really see my antenna. It's crooked a little. I'll have to fix that.
Uh-oh, we don't want that. It's leaning. Gotta get out the, what's that device that makes something appear or makes something vertical as opposed to being on an angle. A level?
Yeah, that's it, a level. I think I got one of those. I think I have a laser level. That works good. Well, here we go. I'm going to shut down. Thanks for the talk on the way back.
Arrivals. The home base. yep, we will hook up down the road, I am sure. VE7 Tango Golf, VE7ROX, frequently on the frequency.
I've heard that about you. you take care. Have a good day. Victor Echo 7 ROX. Victor Echo 7 TNG 73.
Rocks in the box.
VE 7 OZW. Frequently displaying indecency.
Frequently on the frequency, up on the mighty Caribou Hill, high above downtown Burnaby.
Frequently in entering delinquency.
Ooh, hopefully not that. You don't want to be on the naughty list. Yes, so what do we got here on the clock? Oh, about 19 or 20 minutes to the top of the hour, so I'll be listening for the activity there.
Wow, 18 minutes and counting, I believe. I will let you know, remember, you were helping me with my audio levels before, and I made a discovery. If you change your squelch tone from an analog tone to a digital one, it can compress your audio and make it sound bad. And so that was the problem all along.
Oh, very interesting. Audio not as good as it could be. You could bring that subject up on the discussion net tonight at 8 o'clock. Audio compressed versus uncompressed analog audio. Huh.
Yeah, I'll be in that Zoom meeting during the TechNet, but I thought I had burned up the input on this All-Star thing, and what had happened was, I had changed it. The squelch tone that I was sending from an analog one to the digital one. So I guess it eats up enough of your audio there that it compresses it, makes it sound funny, and that's what the problem was, anyway.
Oh, sort of the high-end suppressed or attenuated and then got a bit of a honking-type sound, muffled, whatever you want to call it. Oh, that's too bad. The event there clashes with the net, discussion net, or tech net tonight at 8 o'clock? Oh, wait a minute. I thought it was 7, or does it last longer than an hour, which would go beyond 8 o'clock then?
Yes. You tend to be on 2 meter single sideband around 6:30, and sometimes I catch you, but then I have to leave for 7, and then it runs until almost 9 o'clock sometimes.
Oh, that long? That's almost 2 hours. Yeah, I'm usually making Morse code transmissions as early as 6 o'clock. 6 o'clock between then and 7 o'clock and thereabouts. Just making number sequences, sending that, and sentences, and